All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
That's how it ended for the Jets last week, past Sunday, actually.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time.
This is one of the best songs of all time, absolutely.
Really?
You got that right.
I feel like a cool music guy.
Hell yeah.
What is your face?
I don't like this song.
I don't like your face.
I don't like this song. I'm not a huge Pearl Jam guy anyway, but this, I find this song very cheesy. I always thought this was a cheesy Pearl Jam song. There are other songs that I like, but not this one. Why do you like it so much?
I don't know. It's one of those things. The first time I heard it, it struck me, and
yep. It's a very sad song.
It's
very like it's a happy chords and happy sounding, but it's such a
sad
song.
It says the Lord took my baby away from me right in the beginning.
It's a whole crash, crash in the rain,
blood and everything, the whole thing. And I like songs about like stories. Is that like a ballad or
a story song? Sure, storytelling song.
Part of why I like country music, and I like sad songs. Like my other favorite, one of my favorite songs is "Don't Take the Girl" by Tim McGraw, and it's similar. It's sad. Have you ever heard that?
Don't know that one.
Listen to it during one of the breaks.
I probably won't. 617-779-7937 is your phone number.
Country hater.
We'll get to what's been a mirage and what's been for real in just a minute. But first, let's take this call. Chris is in Winchester, and he is a Jets fan who is, Chris, why don't you explain? What are you expecting tonight here?
Guys, this is going to be a debacle tonight. I've been living in Massachusetts for the past 9 years. The Pats have owned the Jets. Mm-hmm. Entire time I've been up here, the last time I got excited about the New York Jets against the Patriots was on Thanksgiving of 2012. I left a family party to go tailgate, get to the game, and just as I got in, witnessed the butt fumble.
I was going to say that was the Thanksgiving game. Yeah.
It's been a debacle ever since. I'm trying not to get too excited. Whenever I get my hopes up, you know, whenever I get too excited, you know, the Pats knock me down, and I expect like a 3-6 game tonight. It's going to be brutal. Someone's going to get injured. I hope it's not Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, just hoping for something. I still have hope. Still have hope. J-T-S, Jets.
Okay, that's enough of that. Thanks, Chris.
It was also weak. There wasn't a lot of energy.
I know, really. That was a pretty soft one there.
J-T-S, Jets.
Jets.
That was pretty weak.
Fireman Ed would have you kicked out of the section if you gave him a J-E-T-S, Jets.
I got to tell you.
Is he still with us, by the way? Is Fireman Ed still with us?
I think so.
Is he passed on?
I think he's with us. He wasn't that old.
I mean,
he could have died.
I've seen him this year at some point.
He's there this year? Okay, all right.
Is he actually a fireman?
Thinking of somebody else.
It says he's 65 years old.
Don't think so.
I haven't seen anything about him.
All right, still with it. All right, good for that. That's good. I'm glad to hear that then.
Wiggy and Shaughnessy and everybody will not be happy if he's right, and it's a 6-3 game on prime time.
I won't be happy with that either. You want to watch a 6-3 game?
Is it well played?
It doesn't matter. If it's a 6-3 game, I don't care.
So you're with Kuiper.
6-3 is not a well-played game. No, I need someone to score a touchdown, Andy. Not
if,
a deep
what
passes.
What if it's just
6-3? Well, give me a break. That would be ridiculous. I would not want to watch that. No one wants to watch a 6-3 game.
What if
even
it's
Haro's like
what
you.
What if it's hard hitting?
Who cares?
You said you like hitting.
Yeah, hitting's
you're all
fine.
Over the map.
I like him to score a touchdown. You have to score.
They did. They missed the PAT.
Okay, fine. The one touchdown and a field goal. I need a little bit more than that. That's like a soccer game. Like I need more scoring than that. And yes, if there's hits, that's fine. But eventually, you got to score the football, all right? I mean, come on.
Score the football.
That, to me, is not a fun viewing experience. And even, I know you're trying to pretend like, oh, I love football, low score, and defensive football. You're not going to be entertained by that game. You're not going to want to watch that.
Well,
no one wants to watch a 6-3 game.
Because I don't think there are very many
Bill Belichick.
I don't think there are very many 6-3 games that are actually well played. It's usually crappy football.
I don't think it's possible to do that.
It is. You could have great defense. I don't think it's likely tonight. With what's going on with, like, C.J. Mosley may or may not play and Jawan Bentley's out and the injuries, I don't think it's very likely. I think if there's a 6-3 game, it's probably a crappy game. But it could be a good game.
I don't think so. Kevin's in the car. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hater.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Super.
Good, Kevin. What's up?
I caught the end of that conversation. Is that Chris a Jet fan, I assume?
Yes. Yeah, that was a Jet fan.
Tell him I hope Aaron Rodgers gets his leg snapped.
Oh, come on. We can't do that.
That's not very nice. I don't want that to happen. I'd rather Aaron Rodgers play. It's more interesting if he plays.
Everybody cares about entertainment now. That's all anybody cares about, apparently.
Yeah.
We're not even competing anymore.
I mean, I like to see Jets fans sad, so I don't, it's not like the worst thing, but I don't want to see some guy get injured like that.
No.
I don't want to see that.
We don't do that around here.
No. I'd rather just beat him and have him be sad because of that, because you beat him too badly. Let's go to Tim, who's in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Andy.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for your boy to get in the game. But I want to see them cut down on the margins of error. If they go and they do what they can for this kid, they can knock 70% of the interceptions out of his hands by having him take 15-yard down and outs or down deep to the right or left. Either keep it to the outside. That way they're not going to be throwing the interceptions. And then have this kid step up in the pocket and get to the outside and have these receivers come back to him. Hit him on the outside.
Okay, so everything's on the outside. You're going to the receivers on the outside. You're going outside the pocket. You're throwing to the outside.
Yep.
Everything's outside.
Let's play some football. Maybe have to set a snap into the quarterback. Maybe throw a ball. Maybe run one.
Maybe, score a touchdown. I know that's a little too much here for Andy Hart, but like a touchdown would be cool.
I feel like everything to the outside brings Sauce Gardner more into play than I want him to be into play.
Good point, yeah.
Now, in his world, if Drake May is
rolling out...
You
don't want to throw interceptions, throw right at Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it's different than what they've been doing, certainly.
True.
They haven't been getting the ball to the outside and the receivers and the playmakers.
That would definitely take the Jets by surprise, I would think.
Andy, if Drake May does come in, do you think the offense will switch it all? Like, will they implement different things with May if he comes in either tonight or week 4 against San Francisco? Like, will the offense look different at all, or are they just going to do the same things they're doing with Brissett but with May?
I think it'll be very similar. I think some of the zone read type things that Brissett does, I think he's giving it every single time. I think Drake May will actually be reading it, and there could be runs in there. Like we saw in the goal line in the preseason, he had that touchdown run.
Right.
I think you'll see the boots be more effective because I think he throws a little bit better on the run than Jacoby Brissett does. But I think, in general, you're going to see a very similar offense. They've been doing it all summer, and the offense is pretty built for Drake May and his skills. Like, what I was talking about earlier, if you want to run those wide zone deep overs, like he can make that throw rolling to the left or the right. Like he can do it in both directions, which isn't necessarily easy for every quarterback. I don't think it's easy for Jacoby Brissett. So, no, I think it would be the same basic offense with a little bit more athletic liberties being taken or something.
By the way, that song, that Pearl Jam song, is a cover of an old Buddy Holly song. According to the text line.
I did know that, yes. I didn't know who it was, but I knew it was covered.
That makes sense. It's sort of like an old-timey sounding song.
Oh, absolutely.
Pearl Jam singing it, which is why I never really liked it. I didn't know it was a cover or something. But
I want to listen. On the way home, I'm going to listen to the...
Okay, we'll finally get to what's a mirage and what's for real right after Brian Frazoco tells you what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Massachusetts Health Connector. The Boston Red Sox earned a win last night by a score of 2-1 down in Tampa Bay. Over the Rays, Trevor Story, he went yard for the Sox. Pitcher Justin Slayton picked up the win. Sox sit 4 games back of the 3rd and final AL wildcard spot. The rubber match game is tonight, and we'll have the call of the game for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch tonight is at 6:50. Brian Baio on the bump for the Sox. Zach Lattell on the hill for the Rays. Our coverage begins at 5:50 with the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with our very own Cooper Boardman. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the New England Patriots squaring off against division rival New York Jets. Linebacker Juwan Bentley, Sidy Sow, Vidarian Lowe, O'Shane Zemenis, they're all out for the Pats. David Andrews, Mike Onwenu, Jabril Peppers, Dietrich Wise, they're all questionable. Linebacker Jermaine Johnson is currently the only Jet listed as out. For the bettors out there, New York currently sits as a 6-point favorite. Kickoff for the game tonight is at 8:15. New England Revolution played to a draw last night with CF Montreal. Revs will face Charlotte FC on Saturday. For every double the Red Sox hit, we'll donate $50 to the American Diabetes Association, brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Health Connector. If you need health insurance, go to mahealthconnector.org and find the right plan for you and your family. I'm Brian Frazoco, and that's what's trending on WEI and on...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
WEI.com.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback he has to face tonight, Thursday Night Football, Patriots and the Jets. We'll get to our Jets scouting report in just a minute, but I've been teasing this for about an hour and a half now.
So damn it, we're doing it.
What has been a mirage so far in the first 2 weeks of the season, and what has been for real? I'm going to give you some names of both players and teams, and you tell me if what they've done so far through 2 weeks has been a mirage or if it's been for real. We'll start with, for example, Baker Mayfield off to a great start with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mirage or for real?
For real. I think they are a pretty good offense, and he's a pretty good quarterback. I think he's always been. We've seen ups and downs, and he's talking about the comfort level. But, yeah, I'll say for real.
Okay.
How much do you want me to explain on these? Are these quick hitters?
Yeah, let's do quick hitters.
Okay, bang it out.
How about Trevor Lawrence off to a slow start in Jacksonville?
Mirage. I still think he's good. It's getting harder and harder to explain away his losing and everything because he's clearly not special like he was supposed to be when he arrived at Clemson and heading into the NFL.
All right. How about Ramondre Stevenson?
For real, except for he's going to get hurt at some point.
Okay, so maybe not so real. I mean,
no, the production is real. He's that good, and when healthy, he is that good. Like Gerard Mayo said, he doesn't get enough credit. He thinks he's one of the better backs. I like Ramondre Stevenson when healthy. Sustainable? Probably not.
Okay, how about sticking with the Patriots, Hunter Henry? For real or a mirage?
A mirage. What we just saw, for real for him is four.
I think he's one of the leading tight ends receiving after that game. So yeah,
I think it was his first career 100-yard game.
Is that right?
So it's a mirage. Okay. It's an absolute. He's a good player, but good player for him is 4 for 47 and a touchdown, not 100.
Okay, well then, fine. If you split the two games then, because he didn't do much in the first game.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had the best pass defense in the game.
He had a great pass defense, that's true. But if through two games, however many catches in about, I don't know.
Oh, average
65 yards per game? Like, average that out. Is that a mirage? Is that for real?
For real in this offense, absolutely.
Okay, very good. How about Derek Carr?
Oh, absolutely a mirage. You think he's going to be the best quarterback in football?
I don't think he's the best quarterback
he's
in football
close.
Right now, but he's certainly up there. How about
they're 2-0 and they've scored 90 points. So are they going to be 17-0 and score like 700 points?
Alvin Kamara's done a lot of that. Let's do Alvin Kamara, real or mirage?
For real.
He's for real.
Absolutely.
Kyler Murray.
Mirage.
Mirage.
I'm just sticking with he's an overrated bum and he's been playing above his head.
All right. How about Christian Gonzalez?
For real.
He's for real.
Yeah, no, he's for real. I get caught up in the numbers, whatever. He's going to have some plays he gives up, but is he a good young corner? Yes, he's a good young corner.
Okay. Is he going to shadow Garrett Wilson tonight?
Probably not. I bet it'll be Jonathan Jones with safety help, and then Gonzo will take away, like, Lazard or something.
Oh, wow. Good.
Well, that's a Belichick.
Keep Lazard off the
field. There are still Belichickian. Oh, if it goes poorly, they'll switch it up.
I would
but
think,
the Belichickian principle is double the one, put your best on the two, and now I've taken away your one and your two.
That's true. But it does seem like Gonzalez has been getting assignments, you know, like he got Chase, he got the,
but
not for the whole game, but you know, he did get a Metcalf.
Chase is interesting, well, but like last week, I mean, who's the one? Is it Lockett? Is it DK? Like you're just going to put him on DK, and it didn't work great anyway, even with him taking away what he took away.
It's true. All right, let's go to, how about a team? The Baltimore Ravens, 0-2, mirage or for real?
Mirage. They will be in January, and they will be a team to be dealt with in January.
All right, how about a team in their division, the Bengals, also 0-2, real or mirage?
I think real. I think they might have a bad year.
They suck, you think?
I think that coach might need to go.
Mm. All right. How about the 0-2 L.A. Rams? Real or mirage?
Real, because they're real banged up, and that's a real problem for Sean McVay.
Okay, and finally, Keon White, one of the leading pass rushers in the NFL right now. Is that real or a mirage?
Mirage. He's a real good player, but he's on pace for 32 sacks or something
like that. Yeah, he's on pace for a lot.
That would be a record. He's not going to get a record. I'm not even sure he's a consistent, like, what
sack
Judon has been.
Guy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Judon was like a 14, 15, 16 sack guy.
Around that, yeah.
I think Keon White probably settles into the 10 sacks per year guy, but he's a good player. He is a good player, that I believe.
I had him as the MVP of the team, so I think it'd be hypocritical for me to say it's a mirage, but he's on a ridiculous pace right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, I don't think he's going to be Bruce Smith here in year two, but
and at
I
some
think
point,
he could be the MVP of the team for sure.
Don't they other teams say, well, I'm just not going to let you beat us. I'll make Wise
I mean,
or
Seattle
Uche
started doing
or,
that in the second
right.
half, right. Yeah.
So I think at some point, game plans will be shifted towards you know, Ty Law always talks about it, somebody who fears on offense.
Yes.
Defenses are going to say, I'm not letting you beat us with Keon White. Do it with somebody else.
All right. We're going to get to our Jets scouting report here in just a moment. But first, let's take a couple of calls. Joe is in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
I don't think Pop Douglas or Jalen Polk are going to get targeted tonight. I have, like, a theory basically on how the Patriots built this offense from last year. Basically, last year he said the turnovers are killing us. We can't have any turnovers. So they brought in Jacoby Brissett because he doesn't turn the ball over or throw interceptions. They brought in, like, Richardson, the running back, because he doesn't fumble. So, but the thing is, Jacoby Brissett's basically from the Tom Brady school of quarterbacking, which is if he doesn't trust you, the ball's not going there.
Right.
So the thing is, if you look at the five Patriots receivers, Jalen Polk's a rookie, Baker's a rookie, Pop Douglas second year, Booty's second year. So he's only targeting J.K. Osborne and Hunter Henry, or maybe a little bit of Austin Cooper. But it's like, I just think like they got to run the ball like 40 times tonight and probably 35 to the right side of the line.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I think it's going to be a very one-dimensional type of offense or looking offense here. If they are going to mix it up a little bit, they got to do that early on, don't they? They have to try and hit them with a surprise because if they come out and they're running the ball and all of a sudden it's like, all right, this is all they're going to do.
Yep.
We don't trust. You're going to make a play with your arm. Go ahead there, Brissett. We'll let you. You know, here it is. You know, they're not going to fall for the play action. Like, it's just not going to, I don't know. I think that they're the Jets defense hasn't been great against the run, but if they know that's all that's coming, like, I think that's a little bit different.
So you like my idea. Play action, go. First play of the game. I don't care if it's Thornton, Baker. Hit somebody in stride for an 80-yard touchdown.
I'm into that. I don't know if you can throw it that far, but I'm into that. Shane is in Nantucket. Go ahead, Shane.
Guys, how we doing?
What's up, Shane?
So, question for you. I thought of this today. The draft class, 2021, we had Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the NFL draft in 2024 is performing, and who would you compare the class of 2024 to if you had to say, let's say Mac Jones is equivalent to Bryce Young and so on and so on? How would you compare the quarterbacks now as opposed to the 2021 draft?
Well, Bryce Young was last year, so we're talking the 2023 draft, I guess. I don't know. I mean, C.J. Stroud's better than all of them. He's better than
yes.
Trevor Lawrence, I'd say. But they'd be the two I'd compare right there. Justin Fields and, I don't know, guys from last year. Is he talking about last year or this year?
I don't know. I got confused in there.
I'm not really sure. But
and this year is an incomplete. We're two games in, and one
know,
of the
yeah.
best hasn't played yet.
Right. If we're going by last year, I'd say Bryce Young is probably more of the Zach Wilson of that draft, and that I don't know who Mac Jones is, but like C.J. Stroud is the Trevor Lawrence, and that's about as far into that as I can go. I don't know. That was I'm all about.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
It just didn't work, dog.
Anthony Richardson, who'd be Anthony Richardson? Justin Fields, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think he's
that,
winning the MVP.
I don't think he is either. Unfortunately, for one Christopher Shine.
Did you actually bet it?
Did I bet?
Yeah.
No.
Because I heard others on the station that were like, Shime convinced them so much they put money on it.
Kidding me? I only made a couple of futures bets. The only one I feel good about is Andy Reid Coach of the Year, which I'm feeling less good about these days.
I feel good about my Saquon Offensive Player of the Year bet.
Yeah, you should be feeling good about that.
If he caught that damn ball, I'd feel better about it.
Until he turns an ankle. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Without any further ado, let's take a good long look at Gang Green, the New York Jets. It's 4:30. Usually we do these on Friday, but it's a Thursday night game tonight, so here it is. Time for the Jets scouting report. We start with what they did last week, and that was survive. They survived a Calvin Ridley onslaught, beat the Titans 24-17. Braylon Allen, the youngest player in the league, emerged as a productive running back behind Breece Hall. The Jets' defense forced the Levis fumble. They also picked him off. This on consecutive drives in the first half. Still needed to score at the end of the game there. Rodgers, not super good. 18 for 30, 176 yards, two touchdown passes through the air. What'd you think of that win for the Jets last week?
Good. Not great. I thought it would be more impressive. And the weird part out of Tennessee is, after he ripped him a new one, the coach then went on to say, like, oh, you're seeing Levis is developing. You're
right.
Seeing good things. And I forgot.
You're seeing this idiot get better.
Right. He called him an idiot and said, what the F are you doing? And he's like, but hey, you're coming along. Nice job, kid. Patting him on the back.
He's the good and the bad cop.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Or he's just a little bipolar and whatever, reactionary and whatever that is. So, no, I mean, they needed it. They can't go into this home. I would be looking at this game totally differently.
If they were 0-2?
If they were 0-2, because I think the environment would have the chance to turn on them. Whereas the environment, I think, has the chance to be a positive for them and a negative for the Patriots.
Yeah, certainly could. I could see them turning on this team, though. You know, if Rodgers goes out and throws a couple picks, they could turn real fast. It's Jets fans, after all. Let's go to their offseason. The Jets offseason is one that I sort of envy as a Patriots fan for a lot of reasons. They traded for Morgan Moses, who was a tackle in Baltimore. He's their starting right tackle right now. He's been good so far. They signed guard John Simpson, who was also a former Raven. They signed Javon Kinlaw, a defensive tackle from San Francisco, who's been kind of a disappointment out there. They also signed Mike Williams, the Chargers wide receiver, and Tyron Smith, the left tackle from Dallas. That right there, I mean, if the Patriots had done that, I'd have been very happy with this offseason. A left tackle, a right tackle, a wide receiver who's not great, but is certainly someone that's better than anything you have, and you know, a guard and a DT. Like, that would have been perfectly fine by me.
And names.
Yeah.
Not all of them are going to live up to their name or their one-time hype. But there are people you know, people you'd probably hope for some upside, change of scenery. Like Mike Williams coming off Achilles, ACL?
Yeah,
like
something kept him out.
Some
year,
like significant injury where you say, maybe by late in the year he's making plays again. So, no, that's a team that was already more talented than you. But I also think that was part of it. A team that has Super Bowl aspirations often adds veteran talent to try to put themselves over the top.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. And those are all positions of need for you. And, you know, whenever anyone says, hey, you know, what were they supposed to do? Do what the Jets did, okay? The New York Jets. Not exactly some team that has always been great in these off seasons and always landed their people. Like, you could have tried to do at least 50% of that. I think we all would have been happy. They drafted a tackle, Olu Fashanu, who was 11th overall out of Penn State. He was the left tackle, and Caden Wallace was the right tackle. And now they're both playing. He's not going to play tonight. He's not going to start. But his teammate, who was a right tackle, is going to start.
He's going to start
for the Patriots tonight. So, yay. Also, Malachi Corey, wide receiver, third round out of Western Kentucky. And the guy I was just talking about, Braylon Allen, who is a fourth round running back out of Wisconsin and looked really good last week.
Oh, yeah. He's made plays on the ground and through the air. And that has helped sort of supplement, whatever you want to call it, Breece Hall not being as good as I think some people would hope he'd be right out of the gate. So that's another potential weapon that's added to their offense.
Yes. Let's go to some offseason drama for the Jets. Wasn't a ton, but Rodgers skipping camp to go take a trip to Egypt. I mean, that made him look like an a-hole, and there was certainly a lot of talk, I'm sure, over in our friends at WFAN. We had a field day with that one. Rodgers does bring drama sort of wherever he goes. There wasn't a ton of it last year because he got hurt in week one. But would the juice be worth the squeeze with him this year?
Yes. I think he's improving week to week from what I've seen from him. I think there's reason. He's not the same guy. Just like Gerard Mayo said, he's not going to run around and do those things. But he has an anticipation in the passing game and then an accuracy to throw to a spot. There was one this week where it was like a double move and he just threw it up before the first move was made, never mind the second move kind of thing. And I think there is, and Garrett Wilson, I think they're going to be, if not Manning Harrison-esque by late in the year, I think you're going to see two elite talents at some point kind of really come together in concert with each other.
Is this going to be his last year in New York? Will Rodgers re-up with them?
No, yeah.
You think he will?
Well, I could see him if they won the Super Bowl, retire.
I could see him retire no matter what.
And if it's disappointing, I don't know if he'll retire. Because I do think there's some competitor in him. Even though
he was almost the vice president of the United States.
And not really. Not really.
If he had decided to join the ticket.
Of a guy that had no shot to win and cuts the head off whales.
Well, says you. I mean.
To which I always ask, where's the head of a whale?
Yeah, where's the head start and
it's
like
all
the
like
neck and the
head,
yeah, right?
Body?
Yeah.
It's all one. Where would you put
That's
the chainsaw?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Now, maybe he knows more about whale bones than I do and he knows exactly where to get the chainsaw out and start hacking, but.
Well, he's learned through process of elimination more than you have. You know,
like it's probably from the back of the skull to where the the spinal cord probably meets.
Yeah, but where is
it?
Where is that?
I don't
it's
know
obvious
I don't know.
With us. Yeah. It's right here.
Hey, man, I'm just
They're
trying to
just
make
this big blob that has a tail. It's like a head with a tail.
Just an educated guess here.
It's like Russia and Asia and the whole thing yesterday where they blend together. You never know where it is. The whale's tail and the whale's head. Where's the middle?
Speaking of the. Never mind. I was gonna bring up another topic, but this
okay,
is not
don't.
The time or the place for
okay,
it.
Okay,
right
good.
Now.
Can only imagine
have,
what that would
I have
been.
No idea where the head
no
of the
No idea
whale
where
started.
He was going with that.
I know we don't have a name, but we can get kicked off the show.
What was the old, like a chicken in every pot? A whale's head in every on every beach?
That was his slogan, you think?
That would have been a good slogan, I think. All right, that was the offseason drama, Aaron Rodgers and his normal stuff.
And whales.
Players to watch. We got a lot of players to watch, obviously, on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Between Rodgers, Wilson, Hall, Allen, and on defense, Quinnen Williams, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league. Mosley, who may not play tonight, but is someone that I think always gives the Patriots trouble. And Sauce Gardner, who's considered still one of the top corners in the league. Anybody else you're keeping your eye on?
No, but I want to emphasize Quinnen Williams. Actually, yes, because I don't think you mentioned Will McDonald, their first-round pick from a year ago, pass rusher. He's got 3 sacks in 2 games. I think he's trying to pick up where some of the injured guys have left off. And Quinnen Williams hasn't been great. He could be due, especially against an offensive line that stinks right now, or has a bunch of backups and has the potential to really stink. I guess I'll wait till they stink tonight before I say it.
All right, and we get to our last section here of the scouting report, and that is former Patriots on the Jets, or former Jets on the Patriots. None.
Really?
Not one on either roster,
no.
Which is very rare. Neither one of them have on their active roster right now a former Patriot on the Jets or a former Jet on the Patriots. So let's get our all-time played for the Jets and Patriots team. There's a bunch of great selections here. I'll start with Curtis Martin, who I think would be the starting running back.
He's one of the best running backs in both franchises' histories.
Absolutely.
I think I heard Rich Keefe say he holds the yards per game average for record for both teams. I'll stick in the backfield and say Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead, great third down back.
Rex Ryan hated losing him.
That's true. I remember that in Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
He let him go.
How about Tony Eason?
Tony Eason? There you go.
We're going to throw our guy Wiggy a bone.
Wiggy's got to be
Wiggy,
there.
Of course.
Wiggy. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Wiggy.
Ty Law
Tuesdays. Yeah, he was a New York Jet as well. Him and Darrell Revis, that's a pretty good secondary right there.
That is a pretty good secondary.
I don't think it gets too much better than that. Not a good guy, but Dave Meggett played for both teams.
There's a lot of those parts. Anthony Pleasant, I believe.
Anthony Pleasant was a Jet. That sounds right. Yeah, Anthony Pleasant, he's on the list. Yep, that's one
a
of
lot
him,
of those
so.
Guys that were sort of Parcells, Belichick, crossover.
Damian Woody?
Damian Woody, that's a good one.
Steven Ridley.
Ridley. Open the door and kick it in.
Tom Tupa, Vinny Testaverde. A couple of quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks right there.
Yeah.
Kembrell Tompkins played for the Jets. Kembrell Tompkins!
All right, we've officially fallen off and run out of actual names.
Yep, those are the weeds.
Jim Nantz. That's a real name.
That's
a real name right there.
That's from the 60s.
Yes, it is. And then, of course, the great Earthwind Moreland is the one I'll end
on. Oh, yeah.
Some good ones right there. All right, there you go. That is your scouting report and deep dive into the gangrene, the New York Jets. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls. And the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I should say, has released their list of Hall of Fame nominees. A lot of Patriots in there. We'll get to that next.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Two of the greatest kicks that I've ever seen in my life.
Here comes one of greater importance if he makes it. And it's right down the pipe. Adam Vinatieri. No time on the clock. And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
That's the way you should win a Super Bowl.
Man,
I mean, they come in here against all odds. They were backed up. They had no timeouts. And they drove the ball down and got in field goal position. That was a great, great drive.
the names headlining this year's Pro Football Hall of Fame nominees, I should say, not inductees yet. We'll see if they get inducted or not. But that's him along with Marshawn Lynch, Eli Manning, some other names there as well. I got the full list here. Eli Manning's the only quarterback. A couple of running backs, Marshawn Lynch and Darren Sproles. It's going to be a tough one there. A Patriot and Jet, Demaryius Thomas, is a nominee this year. Don't think he'll get in, unfortunately. For tight ends, Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker. You got Ryan Khalil, Joe Staley, and Marshall Yanda on the offensive line. Keekly and Suggs at linebacker. Earl Thomas, Aqib Talib, Antoine Bethea, and Adam Vinatieri are all the first-timers here on this list. Some Patriots in there, guys who had stops with the Patriots, and one of them who was one of the greatest Patriots of all time, and Adam Vinatieri. What do you think of this list?
Underwhelming, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Adam Vinatieri, I think, is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I think he probably will get the nod the first try. Suggs, Earl Thomas, good players. I think Keekly might be the next best candidate in my mind on that list. Luke Keekly, Defensive Player of the Year, right?
I believe he was, yeah.
Pretty sure he won Defensive Player of the Year. Obviously, his career ended a little prematurely due to concussions and head injuries. All-time great from Boston College. So.
Luke Keekly, 7-time Pro Bowl, 5-time All-Pro, Defensive Player of the Year in 2012 and 2013.
Okay, put him in. He's
and
a Hall
the
All-2010s
team, yeah.
100%. All-decade team, 5-time All-Pro, you said?
Yes.
2-time Defensive Player of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Hall of Famer. He might be better than Adam.
Yeah,
those
maybe.
Two should go in. Okay, I got two. It can be up to five.
So those two, Sproles.
And of course, there's all the nominees.
Delanie Walker, I was like, wow.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, it's just, I'm surprised to see him on the list. I wouldn't have thought of him.
Well, he's on the list until they take him off the list. They will at the first cutdown.
Antoine Bethea being the Colts Hall of Fame. I don't know about the
real
one.
Yeah, he's not a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
A big one there.
Cross him off.
Aqib Talib, he's been on a...
Nope, cross him off.
Thomas, I like Thomas a lot.
Fine, cross him off.
Yeah, I'd cross him off too. Suggs, we talked about this.
I think he is a tweener. So I think Vinatieri gets in.
Mm-hmm.
Keekly gets in. Suggs is a tweener. Joe Staley, I feel like, is a candidate. But you also have to remember, you have all the other... There's going to be the returning nominees,
yeah,
or whatever
right,
you call
right,
them.
There are 10 players from last year who were finalists last year who are under consideration.
Yeah.
Who are the 10 finalists from last year?
Antonio Gates, Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne, Willie Anderson, Jari Evans, Darren Woodson, Eric Allen, Rodney Harrison, Jared Allen, and Fred Taylor.
It'd be kind of cool if Rodney Harrison and
Vinatieri
went.
That's a much better list than this year's. Just looking at some of these names, like, ooh, there are a lot more guys, I think,
the guys who didn't get in.
Yeah, the guys who didn't get in.
But those aren't all from 1 year. Those are just
who are under consideration.
So this list gets pared down, and eventually it'll just be Vinatieri, Keekly, and whoever, the good candidates, Terrell Suggs.
And Robert Kraft.
Well, if Schefter gets his way.
Right.
And I still don't know, is Belichick eligible? If he's sitting out this year and they vote at the Super Bowl.
He has to have sat out the whole year.
Well, once he starts coaching the Cowboys, he won't be, right?
If he doesn't take a job, yeah, then he would be, right?
So, yeah, I feel like he would be because they vote in
But he's
February.
Not yet. So he's not now. He will be when they make the vote, but he's not part of this class because...
But I wonder when they start talking.
He'll be ready for next year if he doesn't get another job.
No, but this year is next year.
Yeah, but he can't be on this list because he hasn't been out of the league for a year.
He's not in the league this year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he couldn't be on this list because he hasn't been out of the league yet long enough.
So you really...
He can be on the next
list. So you don't think he's eligible to go in next July or August, whatever the weekend is?
In this group, no.
So you really need to sit out 2 years.
No.
Because you're sitting out this year, and then yet they won't put you in next summer.
So according to this ESPN article, when they talked about the new rule with the coaches getting in, that means 6-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick for the New England Patriots could receive his bronze bust and gold jacket in Canton, Ohio as soon as 2026.
Next year, right.
Next year. So it's basically 2 years. It's not really 1 year.
Yeah, they make you sit out 2 years.
Right. So it's not a year. So he couldn't be on this list. He can't get in this year.
They pork you.
Oh, yeah. That's really, really too bad. It's one thing that keep you out for 3 decades like Robert Kraft.
No, because
having to wait 2 years after you retire is not the end of the world.
What a way to screw the rest of the world than if this year Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Adam Vinatieri, and Rodney Harrison went in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and then Belichick comes back.
Well, yeah, and that would be less than ideal.
That would be funny.
It's happened. I'm pretty sure Gibbs was in the Hall of Fame when he came back, right?
I'm sure he was. Yeah,
when Fourier been, right? said he was a terrible coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a fan of him.
Who prioritized like taking away their porn at the hotel over actually game planning and important things.
I wouldn't like that either. I don't think. 617-779-7937. Hands off our porn.
Please. We're men. We can decide what we want to do.
That is right. Brian's in the car. He has a thought on why Derek Carr is having a good year. Why is that, Brian?
Brian.
All right, I guess Brian's not.
Sorry, I was on mute.
There he is.
Well, right, I was on mute. Derek Carr, for some reason, he every election cycle just happens to have a career year. So, with that being said, does that make him a better American than Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, good question. Does that make him a better American? He has a big season every time there's an election cycle. Let me fact check this.
So I'm actually looking at it right now.
2016,
sort of true.
2016, yeah. He went 12-3 with the Raiders. 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 3rd in the MVP race.
Yeah.
That's a fine year. 2020 with Vegas, 8-8, 4,103 yards, 27 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Yeah.
Didn't make the Pro Bowl, but that's a good year. And this year so far, he's off to the best start of any quarterback in the league. Does that make him a better American than Aaron Rodgers? I say yes, it does. And you can disagree if you want. But yeah, I say and that's interesting. I didn't realize that about Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's been getting some run lately, isn't it? What's the other one? Isn't Kentucky or something have one of those? Kentucky men's basketball? Something about
only good in election years?
Election years or when Republicans are in the White House or Democrats or.
I believe
Kentucky basketball has a political tie-in as well.
Okay. Ryan is up in Manchester, New Hampshire, speaking of political tie-ins. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, actually, I was going to tie in the Jets and the Patriots for one more. What about Klecko and then his kid Klecko for the Patriots?
Klecko and young Klecko. Those are both good
ones. Dan Klecko.
Yes, very, very good. Dan Klecko. We got a couple other ones here on the text line. Zolak, I forgot about. Pepper Johnson. Andruzzi, while we're talking about.
Cox.
Old Patriots, old lineman. Yep, Brian Cox. Kevin O'Connell.
Nick Folk.
Tim Tebow, although he never actually played for the Patriots.
And the worst one you missed, O-T-I-S.
O-T-I-S.
Otis, my man, Smith.
Yeah, that's the best ever usage of of the intros. On whatever. It used to be on Monday Night Football. Now it's Sunday Night. But that was OTIS was the best usage of that that's ever been and that there ever will be. By the way, whoever texted in and said, how did you not count Hassan Reddick in the offseason drama? You got me there. That did bleed into the season, though, so it wasn't just all offseason drama. It was also in-season drama. But you're right. That was probably more of a dramatic thing than Rodgers and the trip to Egypt. But we were pressed for time, and I skipped it. So there you go. I also didn't think of it when I was writing the segment up, which is really the thing here. But yeah, that's been a problem for them. I mean, him not playing has been a problem for them, for sure.
It would be a problem for the Patriots if he was playing. That would be a significant upgrade to the pass rush.
Absolutely.
That would be potentially kicking the... That would increase the odds of Drake May playing.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Might go minus money if Hassan Reddick was...
let's take Steve in Fall River before the break. Hi, Steve.
How are you, guys? Did you say Marshawn Lynch was up this year?
Yes.
Did I hear that from one of the guys? He realized he got traded out of our division for fourth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
I never bitched about it. I've been bitching my friend. That was so stupid that we couldn't have had a play for this guy. And now he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And rightfully should be. The guy was at his prime, a one-off. There was only one of him.
Marshawn Lynch was a great player. Absolutely.
He went for a fourth-round draft pick.
Only ever was an All-Pro one time, though. Only was ever a one-time All-Pro. He's an All-2010 team, All-Decade team, but 5 Pro Bowls. One All-Pro, and he was, of course, in that Super Bowl team with the Seahawks. What else is on your mind, Steve? We're up against it here.
We're under playing the Jets. If I can't see the game, I go back online and I find the game, and they give you a little 10-15 minute recap. Granted, it only shows you the highlight and not the low light. I saw Aaron Rodgers in the handful of passes they show. He looks crisp. He's only going to get better. Young running back they have, wow. They got 2 good running backs. Breece Hall, I've always liked, but this young guy, and they had holes for this guy to run it.
Yeah, they did. It was a good day on the ground there for Braylon Allen, and Breece Hall has had success against the Patriots in the past. Certainly last year he had that long touchdown run that screwed up my bet. But
okay, get over it.
Yeah, no, not over it.
You know who else is running the ball well?
A lot of money.
Patriots.
Yeah, they are.
You know whose run defense isn't good? The Jets.
And the Patriots' run defense has been much, much better than the Jets. That's for sure.
So if there's...
But they also were going up against Chardonnay last week. And, the Bengals' running attack isn't all that
and
great.
And the Jets had to face the 49ers' rushing attack. I know it wasn't Christian McCaffrey, but The guy Mason's like leading the NFL in rushing.
Yes.
After 2 weeks, in part because he played the Jets. But no, the Patriots should be able to run the football tonight if, you know, they want to, if they're not trying to trick them, unless the Jets just load up and make Mel Kiper happy and put the safeties in the box and just say, you're gonna beat us deep. We're not going to let you run.
Yeah. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we will explore the new Patriot way, which coach has the most to prove, and we'll get your final thoughts here and some picks for this game tonight. Prop bets galore, as it's the only game in town. That's coming up next in the final hour.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.